Derby Dinner Playhouse is presenting The Sound of Music now through August 7th. And Scott Bradley, music director for Derby Dinner and conductor for The Sound of Music, joins me. Scott, welcome.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
That's an old classic and a favorite of many, and but it's good to have it back here in Kentuckiana.
Absolutely. Well, there's a reason why we have classics, because they're classic and they're good.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why they keep coming back around is people want to see them. One of the great things about Derby Dinner is it really knows its audience and listens to what its audience tells it. And the audience says, we want these classics mixed in with these contemporary pieces. So That's what they're getting this summer.
Well, it's always, I know it fairly well. I was Captain Von Trapp in the high school production.
All right.
And, but I forget that there's so many great, memorable songs. I mean, some really classics in there. That there's so many that I forget about one, and then I see the production. It's like, oh,
yep.
I forgot that was in there.
Yeah, so many of them are standards. Mm-hmm. I mean, you'll go out to a jazz club and hear My Favorite Things on any given night. The Sound of Music, Edelweiss, some of the others, like Lonely Goat Herd and...
How do you solve a problem like Maria?
Maria, all right. Those all those, they're all, oh, well, 16 going on 17.
Yeah, I just thought of that too.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a host of those type of songs throughout that show.
Well, one of the challenges for any production is the use of children.
Sure.
In there with the Von Trapp children.
Always a pleasure.
Where did the children for the production come from, the area?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Actually, it's double cast. So we have two sets of Von Trapp children. And we did a pretty large audition back in the spring. I think we probably had 75 or 80 kids show up, and it was whittled it down to the 10 we needed. So,
wow.
So.
Well, unfortunately, there's an active youth movement in the acting in Louisville. So you probably had a lot of people to draw from.
There's several very active art studios, dance studios. Mm-hmm. Of course, the public schools are great with their theater programs. So there's a lot to draw from in that regard in the area, certainly. More so, I think, than comparable metropolitan areas of similar size around the country. I think we're very blessed in that way here.
Well, the Derby Dinner is in the round, and with you being music director, what musical instruments do you have available to you, and what's the sound there?
We have five pieces, which sounds really small when you talk about a large orchestration like The Sound of Music, which is a typical late 50s, early 60s Broadway orchestration with, full strings and, double brass and single woodwinds all the way up and down the symphonic scope. Since we're limited by the space at Derby Dinner more than anything, to five pieces, I chose flute, trumpet, bass, percussion, and then myself on keyboards. Now, the technology, of course, of today allows us to fill in some of that with the things that I do with the technology at our fingertips. So we do achieve a nice sound, but another facet of what I have to do in preparation for a show like this is to make some judicious pruning of the orchestration choices as I go not re-orchestrate, but just make sure everything is appropriately represented in what we have. And I think we achieve that.
Well, I've seen even in large touring companies of, I believe it was Cabaret, when they came into town, they had very few musicians, and a lot of the sound came from the keyboard.
Sure.
Which is great for groups like yours to be able to have that when you can't have many musicians.
Sure, there. And yeah. It's I don't see it as a compromise. I mean, personally, I'd rather see the piece performed and be true to what the original orchestrator wanted than to say roll a piano out there and just do it that way. I'd rather accept and embrace the technology and have the full sound as opposed to making a compromise that way.
So what do the sets look like? Can you just give us a kind of an idea what the...
Sure. Our director, Lee Buchholz, designed the scenery and did a great job. It's, again, like you mentioned, it's in the round. So obviously you're not going to be able to roll on walls.
Sure.
Or big major set pieces, because obviously that would make it very difficult for a large majority of the audience in that particular scene. And so it's very subtle. There's a kind of a what we call a unit set with individual pieces that come on and off that suggest a different place in in space.
Well, that offers a unique challenge to the actors, but also it engages the imagination of the audience too, which audience can fill in a lot if you have just the right suggestions, right?
Sometimes as creators and directors and designers and musicians and whatnot, we tend to maybe not give the audience enough credit for what you just said, and I totally agree. I think if the performances are solid, if the story's being told, then as wonderful as fantastic and detailed sets can be, I think you can get away with not having those things based on your situation if those other parts of the whole package are there for you. So,
well, we're talking to Scott Bradley, music director at Derby Dinner Playhouse, as they present The Sound of Music at Derby Dinner, and it's going on now through August 7th. Scott, for tickets and information, what phone number can people
call? It's 812, area code 288-8281. You can also visit derbydinner.com and make reservations there. Also on Facebook and Twitter.
All right, and we'll also have a link to your play to your website on our podcast at wol.org. So, Scott Bradley, thanks very much for coming in.
Hey, thank you for having me.